Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Prolific. Nobody wants to watch a butchy girl try to look like a man playing basketball. They'll just watch men's basketball. You got a butchy girl that's trying to look like a man that can't even dunk. That's unappealing by a long shot. But you got a good-looking woman like Caitlin Clark. And then she had a rival with Angel Reese, who's a dime. Her face may not be all that good, but everything, dime. She shouldn't be putting her body on the internet, but if I came across one of the videos and I say, whoa, Angel Reese, she's a good-looking young lady. Character bad, at least the way she present herself. But when you have the two rivals going against each other like that, it creates momentum. And then we all know, and I'm gonna say the quiet thing out loud, it was a race war when Iowa played LSU, because you got a bunch of black girls on one team and all white girls on another team. And I'm telling you, it was black versus white. And Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese weren't a part of that, but society was a part of that. And then they see it as the white girls and the black girls, and they're going at it. And you got the white coach over here that's coaching the black girl that's all high-fiving and doing the swaggy stuff. And then you have the other coach over there that you know, she got two left feet. And that goes out, and that gets momentum. And then the next year they play each other, and these two good-looking women who are changing the look and the flavor of the sport, now in the draft, of course they're going to bring in the money. Of course, they should be celebrated the way they're celebrated. And Caitlin Clark was more prolific than any of them, so of course she's number one celebrated player. And it makes me sick to my stomach when women are bashing another woman. Sonny Hostin is hating on Caitlin Clark. Why? You're supposed to be uplifting women. Why are you not uplifting women? Y'all get mad at Harrison Butker because you said that he want women to stay at the house and be barefoot and pregnant all day. But then you have a Caitlin Clark that comes out as doing great things and drawing attention to female sports, and y'all hating on her. Women, you can't win, you can't lose with some of these women. They mad at you. If you say your wife was the most important thing to ever happen to you in your life and it wasn't for her, you wouldn't have a career. They mad at you when you say that. And then when you elevate a young woman who's successful, they mad at you because she's white. Turn their own self down. All you got to do is look at Real Housewives, and you can tell the spirit of the modern woman. Not the ones that are listening to me, because y'all are perfect. You're darned if you do, and you got darned if you don't. So anyway, I'm going to play the clip of Sonny Hostin so you know what I'm talking about. Clip one.
Caitlin Clark is bringing this money, these sponsorships, we hope, into the league, and other players will benefit from it. But I do think that she is more relatable to more people because she's white, because she's attractive. And unfortunately, there still is that stigma of against the LGBTQ plus community. 70% of the WNBA is black. A third of the players are in the LGBTQ plus community. And we have to do something about that stigma in this country. I think that people have a problem with basketball playing women that are lesbian.
They don't have a problem with them. It's just not appealing. You don't see these butchy lesbian women running around. It's not cute. Women are feminized in every other sport except women's basketball. And nobody want to see that, man. Y'all trying to be men and it's not working. Or at least you're presenting that way and it's not working. But I will say this, you know, when you look at it, she's saying she's more relatable. Who's the most popular basketball player in the world? Probably LeBron James, Michael Jordan. Two, Negroes. Dark Negroes, too. They ain't mixed. They ain't biracial. They mamas ain't white. And to be honest, I don't think they first wives, at least LeBron, married to a black woman. I think Michael Jordan was married to a black woman first. I don't know what he's doing now. All of the stars that you know from athletics are all black. Who's the most prolific tennis player, female? Serena Williams. Nobody's even second place. Black. Oh, so she's not relatable? Y'all want to go down the list? Come on, man. Like, what are y'all talking about? It's just completely stupid. I thought Brittany Griner was probably one of the most popular WNBA players. And she sounded like she got a frog in her throat every time she talked. And she can't dunk. And then Sonny Hostin goes on to say, and women's basketball been around forever, and we just now starting to get some love from the, because y'all women can't dunk. I saw Angel Reese get her first steal. She going down the court. Oh, my God, wide open. And she do a layup. She don't even go behind the back, through the legs. She don't even pump fake. She don't even do nothing cute, windmill layup. She just go and throw a layup. She don't even get off the ground. She don't even jump. She's running layup. Come on, bro. Ain't nobody watching that. If that was men, somebody would have jumped from the free throw line, hit the ball off the backboard. Somebody else would have came, grabbed the ball, dunked it in on top of a 7-foot dude screaming in his face. Y'all know how it worked. Hold the phone. We'll be back after the break. Well, the weather is warming up and summer is just around the corner. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity, golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sideline, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting your back, neck, joint, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from Pure Talk. You get the same 5G network as one of the legacy providers, but at half the price with Pure Talk. Plus, dial #250 and say keyword spend less to save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Dial #250 and say keyword spend less.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
This year's Redding Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You know, these people on the left, at these left-leaning institutions, are incredibly insane. I was talking to a guy at the cigar lounge just yesterday. It's a cigar lounge in Scottsdale called Churchill's. And I people recognize me everywhere I go. So the guy's like, oh, Officer Tatum. So I sat down and smoked a cigar with him, and he said he's a teacher in an alternative school online teaching course in Phoenix. And he said the kids are doomed. They can't do math. None of them are proficient grade level in reading, and nobody's holding them accountable, and nobody cares. And I told him I was afraid of the next generation because it's cute to pass a little black kid that can't read or a little white kid that don't know math. It's cute now, but then when they get thrusted and introduced into the real world, they ain't gonna make it. They ain't gonna make it. You think AI is taking over now? If you can't read, at least as good as me, you can make it if you can read like me, right? And y'all know I can't read, but if you worse than me, you ain't gonna make it, brother. You can't do simple math, you ain't gonna make it. Cause by the time you get to college and blow your money and you're out on your own with no experience, but only you got a piece of paper for something that probably means nothing, AI is going to have all them jobs that require people that know how to read and all this other stuff. And you're going to be in a permanent lower class because nobody's going to hire you because that computer will be able to do something you can't even do. It's cute now and ain't going to be cute later. So today was the Harvard graduation, and we're going to bring on a Harvard grad, Julie Hartman, who's the host of Timeless with Julie Hartman and co-host of Dennis and Julie with Dennis Prager. We're going to bring her on to talk about this. You know, she watched the graduation on a live stream this morning and just did an episode on her Timeless podcast where she shows some of the woke students' speeches. And this clip was absolutely out of control. Y'all, welcome to the show, Julie Hartman.
Thanks for having me, Brandon.
Well, Julie, I want to play a little bit of the clip, and then I want to hear your reaction to the clip. Because the audience probably haven't heard it, so we're going to play it for them so they can see how insane some of these students are. I wrote a clip.
We will be decision makers, and we will have discretion. Over and over, we will bear responsibility for making decisions that will change other people's lives. Think about just some of the people whose lives we may help shape. Women dealing with the fallout of having their reproductive rights stripped. Immigrants fleeing places where there are no universities left from which to graduate.
Communism.
Trans and queer people forced to hide who they are.
All right, take this idiot off the thing for us. Julie, what's your take on that? Obviously, you went to Harvard and you graduated there, and you had a horrible experience. You told me, and I feel so bad for you because with COVID and all the other stuff, I mean, you paid money and you had to, you know, do online stuff. So what's your thoughts on that speech there at Harvard?
Brandon, I understand you're wanting to cut the clip off, but you missed the best part, which is when he said that in America, we, quote, criminalize poverty. You think that was the extent of the wokeism that he said in that clip, but it just kept going and going. Look, as a Harvard graduate, a recent one, as he said, I graduated 2 years ago, and as an American, I find that to be disgusting. Lie after lie after lie about America, and I broke it down on my show when he says that women are being stripped of their reproductive rights. The vast majority of states still, even after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, give abortion rights. He's talking about trans and queer people in the United States having to hide who they are. They don't have to hide who they are. Quite the opposite. We see what's being taught in schools. You know where trans and queer people have to hide who they are? In half of Africa's 54 countries, which criminalize homosexuality, or in a place like communist China, which criminalizes homosexuality. And then he goes on to say that in America, we criminalize poverty. This is a Harvard Law School graduate. So I just want to point out to people, and I watched the live stream this morning, and I pulled these clips of these student speeches. These are the future leaders of America. And it does not bode well for America that this is what the future leaders are saying.
That is insane. And the crazy thing is, Julie, I'm shocked that why can't people like yourself, because I'm sure that there's many people that go to Harvard that think like you, that are intellectual, that have a nuance and balance. At least I hope. Maybe I'm overspeaking it. Maybe it was just you and like three other people. But I would hope that Harvard is a group of people, you know, some of the leftist lunatics that seem to be more outspoken, but most of them, or at least a good majority of them, can at least think and be balanced. Why is it that we don't see people like you elevated and potentially giving speeches like that, and we always see these lunatics?
Well, I actually gave a speech when I was there, not at graduation, but it's another speech called a senior speech. You can look it up on YouTube, where I condemned anti-Americanism. And so, look, there are people on these campuses who have common sense and see things clearly. But I think it's important that Harvard is elevating a student like that at the graduation ceremony to give a speech. That is who Harvard is seeing as an example of the perfect future leader. And that is very concerning. But, you know, it just is the truth that there are so many of these people on these campuses who think the way that he does. I mean, when he said that America criminalizes poverty, Brandon, he was met with emphatic applause from people in the audience. So clearly there are a lot of those, as you say, insane individuals who really believe this.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. You know, you would think that at a graduation speech, a commencement speech, or whatever these young people are hearing, you would think it would be a speech of empowerment,
yes,
not a speech of divisiveness and trying to say that when you leave here, you got to be in the shadows. And you know what Biden said, is America really for you? And all this, it's like, no, go out and conquer the world. You spent all your money here to get an education. I'm confident you're going to do well. I mean, that's what they should be saying, but they don't speak that way. And I got 1 minute left.
No, it's so true. And by the way, Brandon, isn't it okay sometimes to have a graduation that isn't political? Like later in the speech, he calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. You should be popping champagne, enjoying the fact that you worked hard and you're graduating. Why are you talking about all this politics stuff? It just shows that we've really gone down a bad road in this country, but. Yeah, thanks for having me on to talk about it. We got to expose what's happened to these universities.
100%, Julie. I have to have you back. We a great conversation. I know that you just finished your show. Where can they check you out at?
Go to my YouTube page, Julie Hartman YouTube page. It's Timeless with Julie Hartman.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you so much for
coming
on.
Brandon.
Thank you for exposing the truth. God bless you. Hold the phone. We'll be back after the break.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and was developed when doctors were looking for a solution to deal with aches and pains. Relief Factor is made from unique ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s to help reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains that you're experiencing. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask the pain for a short period of time, Relief Factor helps your body in its natural response to deal with inflammation. So why not give it a try? Start with the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Over a million people have tried the Relief Factor quick start kit, and nearly 70% go on to order it again. Let me say that sentence right. They have gone on to order it again. So go to relieffactor.com. There's a money-back guarantee. It's called the Feel Better or Your Money Back. So if it doesn't work for you, after you've taken it with the 3-week quick start, give it to you. You can't, don't skimp it. Don't say it didn't work. You took it once a week. You take it every day. I took it twice a day. And take it until the pack is over. And if you don't feel an incredible difference, then get your money back. ReliefFactor.com or 800-4-RELIEF. All right. They picked the gayest, weakest looking black dude to give that speech. Why can't you pick it? Like, it's weird to me. I don't know where it's coming from. I think it's the devil. But do you understand that men like that are not going to change America for the better? And it's not just because he's gay. It's because he's feminine. He ain't leading nobody nowhere. What woman is going to follow him? They send. This is what happens. They emasculate men. And these emasculated men are cheered on by women. But women don't want them. They want the alpha male. And so what happens to these emasculated men that are cheered on and encouraged by women, they end up turning gay because no woman wants a man that's emasculated. And yet they promote them and they support them and they go, yes, girl, yes, child, you go, girl. You're cute with your nails painted and you should embrace your feminine side. But they ain't marrying you. They want Alpha Chad over there. The conservative that they claim they hate in front of everybody. Show me a woman that's happy with a weak man. And I'll show you a woman that's cheated on a man. No woman like a passive dude. No woman like a man that's all, yes, that's a yes man. Unless a woman wants to wear the pants in the family. And if a woman is wearing the pants in the family, she ain't happy. I can almost guarantee you, go and look at divorces. Go and look at women who cheat on their man. Why they cheating on their man? A lot of times when women cheat on their husbands, they're not just floozies. They have concocted a reason. And a part of their reason is operating in truth. If you are a man that don't make your wife feel safe, she don't feel secure, you're not a leader, you don't have a direction, all you is a soy boy masquerading as a leader, and she don't want to be with you. She looking at Alpha Chad over there with the beard that she told her, all her friends she'll never date. Her coworker that's masculine, that in front of her feminist friends, she says she hate him because he support Trump. Oh, but she taking him home when you out of town. I'm not saying it's the right thing. I'm just saying people are lying and manipulating young men into believing something that is not true. That's why a lot of young men to this day are struggling to find women because they have been tricked and confused into believing that women want a soft man. I remember growing up, man, I used to be the guy. I didn't have a lot of confidence talking to women. I just really wasn't into it. I was really an introvert. And women, because I like the way they look, I feel like I needed to talk to them. But I never was enthusiastic about it. And I remember I had this one girl named Brittany. Brittany Simmons. Brittany Simmons was good looking. At the time, I ain't never even thought about dating a white girl. So she was black. Brittany Simmons, man. I liked her. I respected her boundaries. All this old crazy stuff, right? I'm like, I'm not going to try to sleep with her and all this stuff because I respect her. You know what kind of clown I was to her? I thought I was being a good man. She messed around with my brother's best friend, who was a complete dirtbag. He messing with 3 or 4 women at the same time. She left little old me to be with him. Now, I will say this. She was young and dumb too, right? So the bad boy, the outgoing guy, and all that is what she thought she wanted. And then I'm thinking that a woman wants a man that's young, a younger.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's a lot of things you can try. You know, tough it out, bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you could try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joint, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Seth Hullhouse brings hope and insight as he fights against socialism and communism on the Man in America podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The role of the digital world in shaping our perception of the real world cannot be overlooked. It seems like all of these mechanisms are dividing us in endless ways.
Subscribe to Man in America today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. 73.
Gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to tell you guys about our Angel Tree campaign. We do it every summer, and our goal is to get over 300 children to be able to go to the summer camp, which is a tremendously amazing experience. Young people have the opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, have an opportunity to hang out with other children that are in a similar circumstance, which is the circumstance of their parents being incarcerated. Now, I want you to understand that they will never have this opportunity outside of our support, because when your parents are incarcerated, you don't have the financial you know, means in many cases to pay for yourself, support yourself to get to a camp. And we're going to help out on that because that's what God's called us to do. And I know for a fact that there are people who are listening who God has blessed enough that you can give a little something for somebody else. Now, I proposed this last year that I want you to send as many children as God has blessed you with to the camp, meaning if you have five children, send five kids to the camp. If you have two children, send two kids to the camp. Almost as if you are replicating the experience that you would like to provide if, in fact, your child was in that situation. So there's it's $200 per kid to pay for the child's entire experience to be at the Prison Fellowship Summer Camp. And all you have to do is go to theofficertatum.com, theofficertatum.com. Click on the banner at the very top of my website. It's actually under the hero image. Click the banner there and donate as God has blessed you with. You know, you could donate 100, 200, 400, 800, 1,000. Or if you only got $5, you can donate $5. Enough people donate $5, you'll get to 200. And that's a kid that we can be able to send to the Prison Fellowship Camp. And I'll add this. These are not children of prisoners who are recidivating and, you know, doing things they're not supposed to do, not on a program of success and rehabilitation. These are parents also whose children are also working with Prison Fellowship to get their life back on track. So we got seven kids out of 297 right now. I know for a fact we're going to get to that point, but I want you to be a part of it. So the reason I'm telling you is because I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing to somebody else. That's all it is. It's not a shaming, blaming, you better give. But I don't do none of that. All I do is provide an opportunity for you to be blessed. And when you bless others, you're blessed. All right, let's move on to the video shows a cop chasing down Scottie Scheffler after the cop was dragged, according to the police reports. So I saw the video. I watched them. Obviously, they're not that good of total visibility because there's a big old bus in the way. But Stevie Wonder can see that something is happening in this video. Now, my guy Nick, he is in love with, no homo, he's in love with Scottie Scheffler. To the point where Scottie Scheffler is an apostle, taking the place of the Apostle Peter in Nick's mind. Nah, he liked the guy too much, though. I ain't gonna even lie. He think the guy has done nothing. And I'd say, looking at the video, if you look at the lights underneath the bus, you can see that there's an acceleration of the car, and then the car slows down as it gets to the entrance. Why? Because there's five people standing at the entrance looking like they're trying to distract the guy from going through. The police officer can be seen on the video from around the side of the bus running after the car and then hitting the window with something on the driver's side where Scheffler was driving. And so when I put two and two together, this is my perception. When I hear a celebrity or somebody that should be deemed respectable come out and not be truthful about a situation, I lose respect for them. Scheffler was acting like nothing happened. It was just some random misunderstanding. But it appears that he had to go around police barricades, drive down the wrong side of the road, and literally this guy standing in the middle of the street with a big old yellow vest on, and he clearly just disobeyed what the police officer was trying to tell him to do. And if you ask me, he probably was trying to get the tea time like he explained, but he the man. So he not finna wait in line a mile long, which I don't know if there was that many cars, but he not finna wait in a mile long. He's the man in the golf tournament. So he's gonna go around them, but he didn't know that the traffic was backed up because there's a fatal accident. Any other circumstance, he probably would have been okay just going around the traffic, drove up to the cop and said, hey, look, I'm him. All right, I got to go to tea time. Here's my credentials. And they go, oh, yeah, go on in there. These other people are spectating. You need to be at tea time. But in this particular situation, it's a fatal accident. They tell him to stop. He refuses because if he didn't refuse, he would have never made it to the gate. So he refused. He swung around the guy and ended up making the officer fall to the ground. The officer's claiming that his pants were ripped to the point that it could not be fixed. And he also was transported to the hospital. The police officer did get disciplined because he did not activate his body-worn camera. Now, he's a detective, which could mean two things. He worked hard in patrol, built a reputation, and now he's going on to be a detective as a promotional opportunity. Or it was a guy who was not that good of a cop. He couldn't wait to get off the street so he could sit in the office. One of those two things could be possibilities. But he did not turn his body-worn camera on. He responded to assist at a vehicular fatality, never turned his body-worn camera on, which is against department policy. I could see why he didn't, because it was chaotic initially from what even the lieutenant mentioned. But after a while, you have to have the responsibility to turn the body-worn camera on. I'm not upset with the guy with the body-worn camera, because the body-worn camera is a very weird phenomenon that cops still have to get used to. You get into a chaotic situation, you forget to push the button, you know, that's not the end of the world. Thank God nobody was killed, because then it would be in the end of the world, right, with no evidence. So Netflix, Ashley Madison documentary featured pastor who killed himself after being ousted as a user. I watched this documentary with my wife the other night. And
find what you love, love what you find. A total wine and more. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wine. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
The new groundbreaking documentary, The War on Truth, unveils the facts about January 6th. They said it was a violent insurrection against the United States by a group of angry fringe MAGA supporters. But what if it wasn't?
I was paid to pretend to protest.
It's not protest. It's insurrection.
Everybody that was on the ground on J6, police officers and demonstrators alike, was all set up.
Law enforcement has been weaponized.
They have this mystery story that we're some kind of domestic terrorist group.
For 3 years, the federal government has waged a war on truth.
On May 17th, the truth fights back.
Don't miss The War on Truth, available now. See the truth for yourself. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's lots of things you can try. You know, tough it out. Bite the bullet. Grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where it starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try a Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Outstanding Show. I'm going to tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, looking for something that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor. It works well for me. I'm confident it'll work well for you. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it was developed when doctors were looking for a solution to deal better with aches and pains. Relief Factor uses supplements like omega-3s and turmeric in order to help reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains that you're experiencing. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor will help you feel better. So go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Call the number 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this Ashley Madison documentary. Listen, if you plan on watching it, turn the radio off right now. Plug your ear. If you don't plan on watching it, I'm going to sum it up for you. Ashley Madison was developed as a dating website where married men intentionally go on and to have affairs on their wives. And then they used to have women on there or whatever to engage in affairs as well. However, we all know who was the dominant cheaters on that website. It ended up getting to a incredible amount of subscribers. They had 32 million people subscribe, and on the subscription, you didn't just pay a one-time fee. In order to message people back and do stuff like that, you have to keep paying a little money here and there with what they call like coins or something like that. You would have to put like money in your bank, and then in order to message women back, you would have to pay a little money to message each woman. And come to find out, this was one of the dirtiest companies on planet Earth. Not only are they made to cheat, and they openly advertise for you to cheat on your wife on this website, they were creating fake bots in women who would automatically send messages out to all the men on the website. And, of course, you have to pay to respond to those women, right? So you think you're getting pinged by a beautiful woman, and you're like, I got to respond to that. So you pay money, and it's a fake person anyway. That person don't even exist. And so they had done that, and then they got hacked. And when they got hacked, the hacker was telling them, shut your program down, and I won't release all the data. The owner was such a D-bag that he decided, no, we're going to keep pushing through because, of course, they're making millions of dollars a week. But more than that, they were making $250,000 a day with the 32 million subscribers on that website. So he pushed it to the limit. The day that they said you need to shut it down or we're going to release the documents, they screwed that. And so they released the documents. And in the document dump, they released the name, the emails of all the users. I mean, celebrities were on there and everything. One of the gentlemen who was on there unfortunately killed himself. He was a pastor at a seminary school. He was like a teacher at a seminary school. Before his wife could find out, the list came out, and he was going to get ousted, and the people at his school found out. They fired him. And when he got home, he didn't tell his wife. When she left, he killed himself. But then there was influencers on social media named Sam and Nina Rader. And they got exposed. And that was insane. Hold the phone.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Listening to music, my very favorite pizza place gave me an opportunity to ask her, how do you make your sauces and where do you select your cheeses and how long have you had your dough recipe? And man, we tossed out probably, I think, about 40 pizzas that day and got cleaned up and washed up. And she came over and kind of helped brush off my shirt and you got really dirty. I said, it's okay. You know what? I love this. I love it. If I knew you could actually own a pizza place, I would have loved to own one. Of course, it led to an advertising sale. It also led to a friendship. But right now, telling you that story, I can smell the flour. I can smell the garlic. I can smell all of that. I think it's the scent of home, though, that gets me. We used to have two trees before my dad and my mom split up. It's my dad's fault, by the way. And the front room tree was a green tree. It was for family. It had the homemade ornaments on it. The front room tree was always flocked. It was always this magnificent white with these turquoise and green and blue lights and ornaments. And it had this very, very unique smell. And it's the smell of extended family. That room was kept nice. That room was where people would come and gather. And I can picture in my mind now as I take that smell, that one chair, that mom always said, remember, that's grandpa's chair while he's here. Everybody knew this. That was the place great grandpa sat. I can remember the smell of great grandpa. Great grandpa smelled like farmland. When he would come over for Christmas dinner, he actually did wear a blazer over his overalls because he was going to church, effectively, going to go see family. And then, of course, I remember this, the smell of Christmas morning. Every single time on Christmas morning, it was the same meal from my mom. It was always pancakes, always eggs. But I remember this, the smell of oranges. Why oranges? Because my mom grew up in the Depression era, and oranges were a big deal. In Idaho, a fresh orange was a thing that was difficult to come by. So her rich aunties would always make sure that the kids had fresh oranges in their stockings because they were precious, and so did we. Even though we had oranges all the time, there was always an orange in our stocking, and I can smell them as I communicate this with you now. Which smells transport you? This is the Todd Herman Show. Please go be well, be strong, be kind, and please make every effort to walk in the light of God.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
How much does it cost to live in your state? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. New studies show it costs a family of four over $177,000 to live comfortably. In Massachusetts, it's over $300,000. Government continues to put their hands in one industry after another. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.